Welcome back to Stand-Up Comedy Secrets for Beginners. I'm Ron Temple, and I'm here again with leading stand-up comedy expert Steve Roy. Steve, we had a great beginning last week, and we have so much more to cover during this series. So let's get started. What's the biggest obstacle new comedians face?
I would say that hands down, the biggest obstacle that any comedian faces, whether they're brand new to stand-up comedy or they've been doing it for a while, is writing stand-up comedy material that actually gets laughs on stage. And I'm not talking about small laughs. I'm talking about big laughs on stage. It's just such an obstacle. Now, before I go down that road, I want to ask you some questions about what we talked about in the last episode.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. You had talked about how you were able to get on a roll in a classroom with students. You'd get on a topic, and then you'd just start making the laughter happen. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's accurate.
Okay. Now, did you write out word for word exactly what you were going to say before you ever went into that classroom?
No.
You didn't? You didn't write it out word for word?
No, I have a hard time reading word for word, so I sure don't write it down.
Okay. That's very good. Let me ask you another question. Same question. When you were in a casual conversation with a group of people, a group of friends, family members, there's three or four of you standing around, and you were able to get on a roll, did you write out what you were going to say before you ever hit that conversation?
No. No, in fact, pulling out notes probably would have gotten me kicked out of the conversation.
Well, okay. All right. Fair enough. Now, another question. Was it just the literal words that you used that caused the laughter to happen when you got on a roll? And I don't care if it's in the classroom or in a casual conversation.
Oh, no. No. In fact, I think the funniest bits are the ones that don't have words. It's just me.
Well, so what you're saying is there's a lot more to what makes you funny than just the literal words that you say.
Yeah, the face, pretty funny looking, you know.
Well,
my own personal prop.
Well, I can't help it if you need lifestyle lift. Now, so here's my last question. Just knowing what you know or what you perceive about stand-up comedy, how does a comedian develop their stand-up comedy material based on what you know now?
From our series or what I know because of what I thought I knew before?
Okay, from what you knew before.
From what I knew before, you know, you've educated me a bit, so I can't even understand I believe this, but almost everything about humor was joke writing. Write the joke. Create the punchline. Deliver the punchline. Write the joke.
But can you be more specific about this whole write the joke thing that you're talking about right now?
Yeah, well, and I've even tried it, to actually write out what was going to be funny. And I was rarely funny ever writing out what I was going to say or putting it into words. So much of what my humor became, and I realized pretty quickly, was my humor really was coming from me, not from what I thought I should say or what I had written down. Because I tried it. I mean, I'd bring a topic in that was humorous, and I'd get a laugh, and I'd make a note, and I'd journal it, and then I'd try to improve it, and then anytime I ever tried to improve it, writing it down, getting ready for that next class, it bombed, you know, and I realized this writing thing wasn't working for me.
Well, but you bring up a really good thing, a really good issue. Let me just put this another way. Let me ask you this question.
You said that was the last one. All right, one more. Okay.
Okay, I have one more question. You were able to get on a roll in a classroom, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Were you able to get on a roll with the same material with a different group of students?
Yeah.
I mean, you told them the same story or you told them the same anecdote or whatever.
Right, yeah. In fact, I have a few that work really well, and it doesn't matter the group or the group size or anything. It just kind of works.
And you used them over and over again.
I did.
That's my point. And you did this, again, without writing out word for word.
Yeah. No. In fact, it's just a bullet point in my lecture. You know, if I get an opportunity when this comes up, you ought to bring this up, you know, so.
Let me just say this. What we've been talking about right now is the foundation for one of the biggest problems in stand-up comedy. And it has to do with what people perceive as the way, the method, the process of developing stand-up comedy material.
This concludes this episode sample. For full access, register now at comedyuniversity.com.